It's nice to know that some things in life are consistent, because Beckett was disappointing me here. Her associates didn't know about her past. By revealing it, I was probably about to destroy whatever life she'd built for herself since she regained her freedom, something that would be a terrible injury to most people in her circumstances. She'd lost her daughter years ago, lost her husband shortly after, had been sent to prison and permanently stained with the guilt of her crimes. I had expected her to attempt to evade me, to protest her innocence or accuse me of lying. Failing that, I thought the next most likely reaction would be for her to panic and flee, or else panic and shut her mouth entirely. Depending on how badly she thought I was about to screw up her life, it was even possible that she might produce a weapon and attempt to murder me. Instead, she just stood there, apparently unafraid, a quiet little smile hovering on her lips, unruffled, like some nascent saint before the man who was about to martyr her. None of which added up. I hate it when things don't add up. But now that I'd forced the confrontation, here, in front of the rest of the Ordo, I'd destroy any credibility I had if I backed out, which is what the whole mess was about, someone attempting to destroy the Council's credibility. I backed off on the aggression and tried to make myself sound polite and compassionate, yet serious. Did any of you know that Ms. Beckett is a felon? Priscilla's eyes grew wide behind her glasses. She looked from me to Helen to Anna. Helen continued watching out the window, that same little smile in place. Anna was the first to speak.
No, she said, frowning. She hasn't told us that.
Beckett might as well have been deaf for all the reaction she showed. She was part of a cult headed up by a sorcerer I had to take down several years ago, I said. I delivered it flat, without emphasis. She participated in ritual magic that created a drug that hurt a lot of people, and helped out with other rites that murdered the sorcerer's criminal rivals. There was a shocked silence.
But,
Abby stammered,
but that's the first law. The first law. Helen, is that true?
Not quite, Helen said. He didn't mention that the specific rituals used were sexual in nature. She touched her tongue to her upper lip. Strike that. Depraved and indiscriminately sexual in nature. Priscilla stared at Helen.
For God's sake, Helen, why?
Beckett looked away from the window for the first time since I'd arrived, and the emptiness in her eyes was replaced with an impossibly remote, cold fury. Her voice lowered to a murmur as hard as a sheet of glacial ice. I had reason to do so. I didn't meet that frozen gaze. I didn't want to see what was behind it.
You've got a record, Mrs. Beckett. You've helped in supernatural murders before. Maybe you're doing it again.
She shrugged, her expression becoming lifeless again.
And maybe I'm not.
Are you? I said.
She went back to staring out the window.
What's the point in answering, Warden? It's obvious you've already tried and convicted me. If I tell you I'm involved, you will believe me guilty. If I tell you I'm not involved, you will believe me guilty. The only thing I can do is deny you your precious moral justification.
She lifted a hand to her lips and pantomimed turning a key and throwing it away. Silence fell. Anna got up and walked to Beckett. Anna put a hand on her shoulder and tugged gently until the other woman turned around.
Don't answer, Anna said quietly. There's no need for it, as far as I'm concerned.
And I,
Priscilla said.
Of course you aren't involved,
Abby said. Beckett looked around the room, at each of them in turn. Her mouth quivered for an instant and her eyes glistened. She blinked them several times, but a single tear escaped and coursed over her cheekbone. She nodded to the Ordo once and turned back to the window. Instinct told me that this was not the reaction of a guilty woman, and no one could put on an act that good. Beckett wasn't involved. I was sure of it. Now.
Damn it. Detectives are supposed to learn things. All I'd done so far was to unlearn them, and the clock kept right on ticking. Priscilla turned to me, her eyes narrowed.
Is there anything else of which you'd like to accuse us? Any other presumptuous bigotry you'd care to share?
She built her glare back up into the terawatt range, just for me. It made me feel special.
Look, I said, I'm trying to help you.
Oh, Priscilla said, scorn in her voice. Is that why all those people have been disappearing in the company of a man fitting your description? I started to answer, but she cut me off.
Not that I expect you to tell us the truth, unless it serves whatever purpose you truly have in mind.